Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
That ain't good yet. Zero, Boxer, Eight, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Listen.
Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
DVF, NADVF from WAB.
WABD, WARCY. Wally, you got a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you meet me on Statewide 1, Mount Clemens? I'm having a transmission issue. They say I'm coming across really broken up and, I don't know, but it sounds packety or whatever the term Sean used. And if you could give me a quick radio check over there, we can see what the problem might be, or you can maybe understand it.
Okay, let me get to the dashboard so I can watch. Should take a minute here, just a second.
Okay, I have it over there. Mount Clemens Statewide 1.
See there, WD.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
NADVF.
Connected to CMN Network.
It's the other side, CMNM.
I didn't feel like bringing an HT and a hotspot.
That's okay. Am I in the system as well or no?
I copy you all right. I mean, I can tell there's a little bit of noise, but you're fine.
Yeah, I'm roaming. It has me on Detroit for some reason.
You're getting a little more scratchy. I don't know if you're walking around or whatnot, but yeah, you're still readable. Give me 2 seconds.
All
I'm
right.
Running in the gas station. I'm on EBS. I double with you. I'm running in the gas station. I'll be right back. On EBS.
KFADA.
On EBS.
All right. Switching to a better radio, hopefully.
Which radio and which repeater?
UMD.
Honestly, it sounds about the same.
Yeah, it's just the DM32. It's got more power, so I figured I'll try that right now.
Yeah, you're in. I'm curious what this is going to... Sean and I worked on this yesterday. I'm on my repeater right now. Hopefully it's fixed. I haven't heard it crash out since yesterday after he left.
Dakota, you sound fine on this end. Coming away largely wise. Good morning, Dave. You sounded better on the first radio
listening
before you switched.
Audio coming in, and then you gotta like set some levels for the minimum squelch level and things like that. And I don't know if are you using USB radio or are you using simple USB or whatever. Are you using a simple one or are you using USB radio?
You guys dialed one, but I heard what you were asking, Dave. Sorry, I took a bite of cookie. I'm using simple USB. And all we really did was pull the transmit PL off, so it wasn't getting into the receiver.
Interesting. Go ahead. Who was that? Was that Sean?
If I sound like Sean, we're all in trouble. No, David's Donald, W8RCY. I just piped in there to say that you sounded better in your initial transmissions between you and Dakota. Both of you guys were coming across as perfect as you can be on both radios.
Sounds good. Yeah, I don't know if there's something with the UMP. It's probably my side, though. I am indoors, and the signal's got to go through walls.
It was good that time.
I agree. It sounded better that time. So if you moved around from inside of a, you know, cinder block building or something like that, it made all the difference in the world. All right, I just want to jump in and say good morning. And one quick thing to Dakota, I'm going to get that speaker mic to Sean sometime this week and have him get it out to you for your 7550 to try out. And if you'd like it, you can keep it free of charge. And that's it. You gentlemen, have a great day. W8RCY.
Well, I appreciate it, Donald. Thank you very much. I'll let you know what I think. Have a good day. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I found if I hold the radio and the antenna at about 45 degrees, it gets into the repeater better.
You just need to set up crossband repeat.
Yeah, I was thinking about just doing like the input, like I used to do, where I would listen to the repeater's output, but my input frequency would be my all-star, like an dedicated all-star node that gets into this network, and then that way it's like in would go in through the all-star, and then out would go through the repeater, and then it would be like a fake repeater that way. You know, I would just have a dedicated input.
I wonder what the latency would be like with that.
Well, I've done it before, and then, yeah, when I unkey, I would hear, like, the last, like, second or two of me.
Oh, so it's not terrible, then.
It would be like you're talking to the space station where you hear yourself. It's kind of funny.
I'm surprised that even indoors you're not able to clobber the UMP repeater, because you're close, but you're not, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of buildings and hills and stuff between here and there. I mapped it out, and it's like, I was surprised because the Detroit repeater, when I roam on MI-5, the Detroit repeater usually is the strongest.
I think that thing just has ridiculous elevation because I can pick it up. I'm at Boardman in 53 right now, and I guarantee I'd be able to hear it and probably transmit on it. I was able to pick it up in Emily City.
Wow, that's great. That's nice. But, yeah, I know, it's just where I'm at, buildings in the way, houses. Even though I'm on the second floor, like, my house is, like, built kind of, like, in a pit.
Yeah, it's pretty flat by you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think 608. So if you're at ground level, you're at 608 feet.
It's crazy to think that I have over 300 foot of elevation on you where I'm at.
Yeah, 300 feet and the earth curves. So, I don't know where that angle happens. I think, what do they say, every 6 miles, it's like a degree or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, that would explain why we can never simplex.
Yeah, there's something blocking in that direction, too. There's just... the neighbor's house is a little bit higher than mine, so, and it happens to be in the direct path towards you.
Didn't we determine there was something else that's super tall between us two?
Yeah, I think there was like a hill in that park. You said there was a park near the hill. It was probably a garbage dump at one point, and then they just like filled it, and then they made it a park. The other weird thing is there's interference on the UMP's output frequency for me. So anytime the UMP unkeys, like there's like the static before the squelch kicks in.
Kind of like what my repeater was doing yesterday.
Yeah, it's probably somebody's something that is causing spurious emissions and like our harmonics or whatever, second harmonics.
I'm at the fire station at 35 Mile Road. How am I coming in now?
Starting to crackle a little bit, but it's still pretty, you're still in there pretty good.
I'm well within the Romeo footprint right now. I'm just curious what the usable rope is here. I'm already 10 miles away from it. That was kind of the goal.
Yeah, you're definitely fluttering now. You're getting the multipath.
Alright, good deal. So yeah, it's 10 miles south. I don't know how far east is like ridiculous. So I was at 32 in Plankett I was working, so I don't know how far that is. I'll have to map that. And then I don't know how far, well, west sucks. At least northwest, like 69 I can pick it up. 3 miles west of 53, barely. And then I don't know how far north it goes. I'm pretty sure Wyatt's able to hit it, but he's not super far north of me. So when hunting season comes around or I go to my buddy's farm, I'll test it out.
Sounds good. So is he like on the other side of I-69, he's north of 69?
Yeah, he's up in like Goodland, Michigan. So he's 18 minutes north of me.
Wow, okay. He's not able to hit, like, Mayville or anything?
Well, he's not a ham. I just go to his farm to... Oh, are you talking about Wyatt, or are you talking about the farm that I'm trying to get reference of?
Yeah, Wyatt. I was wondering where he lived.
He's the first road over 69, so he's north, but he's not crazy north.
Okay, is he able to get into your system or no?
Yeah, with an HD, he was able to get in from inside the house, but it was a little rough. But he's got, I dropped off that All-Star note to him yesterday, he's got an X50 up at least 40 feet, so that thing hammers it.
Well, there you go. So you guys, you can peel off if you need to, and you can join when you want to.
Yeah, I don't know what he used. I'm sure it wasn't my machine. I don't know. I would like him to do the Ethernet on my machine one day just to see how it is. I'm sure it would be fine. He's close enough. But, yeah, as long as my repeater stops acting up, we'll stay linked up to FBI full time and all will be good. I don't really know any other hams in the area, but I don't know how that works. I don't think I can even publish on repeater book because it's not an actual pair. It's a snapper pair.
Yeah, I just leave it the way it is. I think you're fine. People do publish snap repair repeaters on there, and I think there is a field specifically indicating that it's like a shared non-coordinated repeater.
I just wish there was a way to, for hands in the area, especially if they're new, to see it, right? Because there's nothing out by me.
Well, if there are like any new ham that plays with SDRs, they'll see your signal and go, what's this?
Yeah, I guess if there's a will, there's a way. They'll figure it out, but we'll keep it in Discord, too. So there's really only one group in this area, right? And that's the group that everyone's a part of.
Yeah, at least from Macomb County and stuff, yeah. And then, yeah, this repeater's got, the system's got far reach, so.
And eventually I'll replace, I'm on that 2730 right now, I'll eventually buy either a 578 or get a Motorola and do the same thing, so I'll have DMR with it.
We'll see how Wyatt's interest pans out. He'll probably put his own repeater up at some point.
Yeah, in the perfect world, Wyatt to put up a DMR repeater, and then we have all the coverage we need up by me.
Yeah, I should put my thing back on in the attic, but there's just so much coverage over here that it's not worth it. I was thinking of just putting it as like a multi-mode experimental machine. If you're near it, you can get into it. I was tinkering, like making it all-star and digital and all that stuff, but it just wasn't practical. You either gotta pick one or the other. You either do all analog or you do all digital. You don't try to do both on the same MMDVM board. It's possible, but it's just like, you know, it switches modes and it's one, you know, it's confusing.
Yeah, I haven't ventured down the digital road yet, just a open spot, pie star stuff, but I'm trying to talk Phil into putting the DMR repeater at his house.
Yeah, it's surprisingly easy. If you want to do an MMDVM-based repeater, it's basically, you know, you could even do it on your thing. You just swap out the analog board for the instead of an all-star interface, radio interface, you use an MMDVM radio interface, and it's almost exactly the same thing. You do got to tune the, it's a little bit challenging. You got to tune the DMR levels and things like that and get it within, like, There's like a whole methodology to it. You got to get I'm completely saying it wrong, but you just got to get the peaks and stuff to be right when you're looking at it on a scope.
When the yard's done, I'll just convince my wife to let me put up 100-foot tower. All will be good.
Up there, 150. Just make it so that you can what do they call it? You can collapse it down, and then put it back up.
Yeah, the tilting base or fold over or whatever, so I can actually work on it without paying a climber.
Yeah, you gotta go. I'm getting interference from the repeater, but I was just saying that it's got to be less than what the FAA requires a light bulb on top.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily want 100-foot tower, but I wouldn't mind something better than what I have, and then getting that off the house.
And it's one one of those things where you don't do it until you have enough users in the area, right? If you only have like two or three of you, it's not worth it unless everybody wants to pitch in and pull in resources.
Going through that crater on 53. No, I won't do it, but I have
okay, I think you're at your fringe point.
No, it's just that hole on 53 that some days I'm able to get out, other days I can't. And that time I denied out. I was just saying, I wouldn't put a tower up until I had a legitimate use case, like putting up good HF antennas finally instead of just a wire. But at the same time, I don't really need more than a wire.
Yep, and if you want to play repeater for a little while, you can always have a low power station, you know, MMDVM board, two radios, even, or just one radio, really. I mean, you could do crossband. If you have an FTM-300, for example, you could do the input on 2 meter and the output on 70 centimeter and have it be a crossband repeater just to play with, just to get an idea and familiarize yourself with what happens when you do a digital repeater. Oh, great. I'm totally out of that one.
No, I had a copy on
it. You are connected to CMN Network.
I am going to jump out of here for a little bit, though. I'm just pulling up to the store. I got my fire on.
Alright, sounds good. I'm on All-Star now. I can be clearer. Talk to you later. Can't beat it.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WD8KOL.
This is KE8KVA. I am mobile and listening.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, TMRNADF.
N8DBF's KATMR.
Got you that time. So with your bulkhead thing, what happens if you, like, suspend it in the air? Is it still that high?
Yeah, I tried everything. I tried different fittings. Tried it in my truck, suspending it away from everything. For some reason, it's once that bulkhead and the jumper goes on, it's, you know, above two. But if I just connect it directly to an antenna, I'm good.
Is that an Amazon bulkhead?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's my issue.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, because their connectors are pretty bad.
Do you by any chance have any spare ones I could try out before I go ordering a different one and narrow down if that's the problem?
Yeah, I got, I think I have two barrel connectors, and I'm pretty sure I got an extra bulkhead or two you can test. When's Armalot coming?
I didn't order it yet. It's sitting in the cart. I haven't pulled the trigger. I was going to try this printed cage first, see how that goes for a little bit, and then possibly upgrade.
I think you'll get to that point pretty quick. It's I was just talking about the Armalot. Got my 2730s in it. It's just like the convenience and assurance of not having to worry about the radio is very, very nice. And they do use very high-quality jumpers and connectors.
Yeah, it definitely looks nice. Of course, I don't know if I don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger on, I think it was like 205 for the antenna relocation and the cage. But, I don't know, if I can figure this out first, then maybe that'll persuade me into upgrading. But if that's how it is right now, it's like, oh man, that's not too good, you know, to be bouncing it around and getting that kind of reading, which I don't understand, but it's got to be the connector, like you said.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but there's nothing else like them. I've dropped this video a handful of times, and it's still totally fine. And yeah, when I get home, I can let you know I got a couple connectors you can test out. And while you're there, bring your meter. I guess we'll throw it on mine and see what we're getting.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. Because, if they're just higher, then it is what it is, but... I'm tending to think something's wrong with, or the connector's just not good. I mean, it's just odd that it's that much of a difference just adding a 1 foot jumper on, you know. But what you gonna be back around later?
Yeah, we're bowling. I just parked at the bowling alley in Emily City, so if I sound like crap, sorry. But literally behind a brick wall. We're bowling at 1. And then we'll be here for probably, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours, and then we'll be heading home.
Okay, yeah, just, I don't know, shoot me a text or give me a ring on here. I'm just putzing around the house today. About to put the little one down for a nap soon, and I'll be around. So I got to work, well, tomorrow's what, Monday? Yeah, back in tomorrow, but that doesn't matter, because every normal person is back to work on Monday, so... Give me a buzz later, and I'll run over or whatever.
All right, man. Will do. Are you on the Elmont repeater?
I am.
Aside from my swirling and noise, how's the audio?
Good. Are you on it also?
I am. I had the wrong repeat option selected. Remember when it was echoing on the last one? The original repeater Sean let me borrow. There's there's an internal controller on the repeater, so it had two different things routing audio, and that's why I was echoing. So I replicated that on this new repeater, and because of that, the audio sucked because it didn't have an internal audio route, so that's why it wasn't echoing. I don't know. A little complicated, but Sean looked at it for 2 seconds. He goes, oh, I found the problem. So we should be good there. I think this thing's hopefully dialed aside from whatever static happened yesterday, and I'm honestly starting to think that was a fluke interference because, knock on wood, it hasn't happened since.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm glad it was nothing major and something easy. Yeah, you definitely sound 100 times better than before. Audio's good level.
All right, good deal. Yeah, Sean tested it on the way home yesterday, and he sounded good, so I just want to make sure you were hearing the same.
Yes, sir. Like night and day from how it was.
That's the goal. All right, man, I'm going to clear out of here, but I'll hit you up when we're heading back at AEDF.
All right, sounds good. Have fun bowling, and I'll talk to you later on. KATMR.
Hey, Dakota. WNFU.
Hey, Sean, it's Phil, KATMR. I think if you're trying to get a hold of Dakota, I think you just stepped out. They were at a bowling alley.
Okay, I was only half listening. I knew he was on his way to bowling. I didn't realize he had gotten there. So, all right, not a big deal. I'll talk to him later. I dropped off something to him to give to Wyatt, and Wyatt needs a cable to fix a problem to get it on his network, and I just want to be sure that Dakota understood what the issue was. No big deal. Talk to him later.
All right. Sounds good. Figured I'd just let you know. KATMR.
All right. You wouldn't happen to have a micro USB to Ethernet adapter, would you?
You said micro to Ethernet?
Yeah, that's what he needs. He needs to get his Pi Zero on his local network so that he can fix the Wi-Fi credentials that I put in incorrectly. So if he had that, he could jack it directly into his router, fix it, and then he'd be off and running. So I'm just, you know, I'm pretty near an hour away, so a lot of driving.
Yeah, no, I get that. Let me look. Give me a little bit. Let me look. I just bought some for my Pi Zero. I don't know. I want to say it might have been the Micro 2 HDMI, and I bought another 2. I'm not sure if it's the Ethernet. I'll have to double check, though.
All right, we got to get them. I mean, they're not, you know, they're under $10 on Amazon, so worst case scenario. But he needs one just for, you know, half an hour. I'd say 5 minutes, but, you know, I'd probably have to walk him through the procedure. But he needs one just long enough to jack in, log in, fix his Wi-Fi credentials, and then he's all set. So if you do got one in your travels, you're going to be anywhere near them, you can borrow it for a little bit. That'd be great. All right. Thanks. Catch you later.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. I'll once I get in the house, I'll double check and see what I got. If I got one, I'll get a hold of him and run it over to him. KATMR.
Oh, okay. Well, that was in your travels, but all right, thank you. Catch you later. W8FU.
KZMR on ADF. So we're hanging out in the parking lot for the next 40 minutes, apparently.
Still in there, Dakota? W8FU.
What's going on?
Hey, heard you say you were stuck in the parking lot there for a few. Did you get the gist of what's going on with that node?
Yeah, I just need to add up a WPA supplicant file and change the SSID, or password for the SSID.
Right, the only bitch is with AllStar 3, you just can't drop it in the root of the SD card like you could with older versions. That doesn't work. So we're going to have to get the thing online. Phil is looking to see if he's got a micro USB to Ethernet adapter that he can swing by. But, you know, either one in your travels, if you can just drop that off, then we could probably walk him through the putting it on his home, you know, putting it on his homeland, logging in, correct the Wi-Fi, you know, in the, with the interface, the GUI, and then he should be good to go. But, yeah, no rush. I just wanted to be sure you understood what, you know, what we were up against. You know, the other option is, you know, you could do a console login, but then he's got to have a mini HDMI cable, you know, so that he can get it to a TV, and then he's got to adapt the micro USB to USB probably so he can plug in a keyboard. So in the end, it's probably just easier to, hell, I think I've seen those micro USB to Ethernet adapters under $10. Got a good mind to just order one and have it shipped to him.
I can flip out that SSID and password at my house in 3 seconds. So that would honestly, that'd be the easiest thing to do is just get it to me. I can flip out the SSID and password you created, SSID into it, and then add a new SSID and password.
Yeah, whatever. You know the task at hand, so I'll just leave it to you guys that live up there near them. But, yeah, I get it. It's, you know, just a matter of that might work, too. Just go grab it from them, fix it, and then drop it back off at some point. Might even be easier.
All right, we'll figure it out. I do have a mini HDMI, too, somewhere. And then I also, I'm pretty sure if I have a micro to C, I know for a fact I've got a handful of RJ45 to USB-C adapters. So one way or another, we'll get it taken care of. Even if I have to rebuild the whole thing, it's not a big deal.
No, not that. All right. That's all I wanted to be sure is that you understood the task at hand. So he's in good hands and between you or Phil or whatever. So we'll get him up and running. All right. Enjoy your bowling. Is it a whole family affair? Got the little ones out there and everything? Or how's that going?
Yeah, it's my father-in-law's 60th on the 31st, so this is his little get-together. So we're literally sitting in the parking lot with 3 children, patiently waiting until 1 o'clock.
Oh, no. What'd you do? Get the wrong time or just got there early? But sounds like fun. All right, have a good time. And all right, I'll let you get to it. W8FU.
Yeah, we had some running to do, and we finished early. So on the way here, we made a pit stop to get some tasty beverages, and now we're just sitting here. So all right, I'll catch you later at ADDF.
WGAKLL on the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. cloudy. 55 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLO on the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WHCPT.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
NAROZ.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WECPT.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
WAFU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Sean, am I making it?
You're gonna make it if you try.
I'm just curious, haven't tried from the house on the HT on super low power, which is like a quarter watt or something. So, good enough?
Yep. Full quieting, no problem at all.
Amazing. Okay, I gotta go in the garage and do something. 73 old man, WI. Hit him.
Roger that. W8FU.
N-H-W-R-O, N-H-W-R-O, N-A-P-Z-R.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Brian.
Wow, it works. My COCO antenna. I'm making it all the way out to Richmond. I'm a couple of watts out of the south end. How do I sound?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, that's pretty good work. Yeah, it's sounding good. And I do show on the dashboard you are going straight out to Richmond. So, good job. First transmission or what?
Yeah, it's the first transmission. I just put it on the VNA, and I got it at 1.8. I'd like to get it a little bit lower, so I'm trying to figure out what to do to shift it down a little bit. But 1.8, I guess, is acceptable. But, you know, I'd like to get it lower, if you know what I mean. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I had to quickly look at the chart to refresh my memory of your QTH, but that's a good haul. Good deal. It sounds good. Yeah, you know, a little bit better maybe, but you're below two, so. I mean, I guess the trick is, I don't know, what power are you pushing right now?
I didn't check it, but I think it's around 8 watts on the Baofeng DM32. I'm on high power. Over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What am I thinking? It is the HT. So, that, yeah, that's fine. And you're, like, again, you're sounding good. Good job there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tim. Thanks for coming back to me. 73s, I'm going to go back to Terminus Antenna. Talk to you later. NHDVR out.
Anytime, Brian. 73s. NAWRO clear as well.
Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
Thank you very much.
This is
Romeo in District 2, and I am in Mount Clemens. Over. Met Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot East, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out. This is Kilo Foxtrot East, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out.
Kilo Foxtrot East, Echo Tango, Quebec. Thank you. Anyone else wants to check in with Bruno, please come out. Let's see, one more time for the Bruno, if you see Kilo on the road, I'll have to ask for November, and I'll make sure to check in with Bruno, please come out.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Macomb County.
N8WRO, so that's me, can't get you in my country. One quick call, anyone else?
Victor
Echo 3,
India,
Julia, Zulu, and out. Victor
Echo, Zulu, and out.
Good afternoon.
70. I think it was a good Echo station.
Victor Echo 3, India, Julia, Zulu, Essex, Ontario, in and out.
Victor Echo 3, India, Julia, Zulu, and I read you in and out. Thank you for checking in. I think you've seen that. If you receive the mail on the UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. So that is all from everything I believe for you to be the purpose of this mail is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Roscommon, Michigan, including the Aries, NPS, and Skynet. Our radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this mail.
Will do. This is KJDD, assisting Canada Control for the Mission Air PSC net. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, in and out.
KAQN, did you copy by intercept? This is KAQBD.
Roger, I did. Thank you very much. All right, well, we'll go ahead and we'll get started here. We've got 14 on the roster, and I have 15 to in and out. Let's see, we'll start off with some staff news.
And General RC in May. So that's sort of what we got set up here.
in terms of some things going on down here. Other than that, not too much going on. Just enjoying the weather and looking forward to spring and getting ready to go putz around in the yard. Once again, Max, thanks for running that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you for KAKB,
Victor Echo 3, radio, November, Germany. Got it?
Victor Echo 3, Romeo, November 12, is that correct? Roger, roger. Alright, I got you, thank you. Anyone else I would like to call now? Okay, hearing none, let's go to N8OTU, who's followed by N8WRO. Mr. Mike, thank you for setting up the remote today. How are things going? Number 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. You're up for comment, sir? Alright, nothing heard, but we do have them on the log, obviously, because we have some radio folks that are coming through the remote. NARO is being followed by NANOR. Mr. Tim, how are things in Macomb County?
Yeah, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I am one of the AECs in Macomb County, and I apologize. Conditions are a little poor tonight if this has already been covered, but from Macomb, we do have some bad news. We regret to announce the loss of one of our members, unit number 16, Joe Farah, KE4ZYQ, passed away from natural causes. That was last Monday. Our weekly net this Thursday was, of course, dedicated to Joe. The Deputy EC, Mike, NAVDZ, handled the silent key pre-net ceremony, and our net manager, John, KEAWUO, reminded us of how Joe would frequently advocate for the importance of having a reliable battery backup system. Joe would often suggest that we test our battery backups and encourage us to canvass our members to find out how many had reliable backup systems in place. A lot of us here may know that on Sunday evenings, Joe would often check into this net as well. So rest in peace, Joe, KE4ZYQ, who is now a silent key. And on that note, this is all from Macomb County for this week. This is NAWRO. Back to you, Max.
Thanks, Tim, thank you for sharing your news of how we sent our
supply, but I also purchased the city power supply. Yeah, we've been waiting 3005 model. They're just starting to get them into the for sale bike line. And finally, through Ken's diligence, we found where they were, and we bought two. So he and I, we bought a lot of matching equipment. We seem to end up liking the same stuff, and over the years, I want to thank Ken for calling my attention to his radio gear that caught his attention.
Noise in the receiver here. I hope everything's okay. Anyway,
Thank you for letting me check in, and good afternoon to everybody on frequency. Obviously not involved with your club there, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I did know Joe a little bit, KE4ZYQ. I had a couple conversations with Joe, but his voice was very well known over the airwaves and heard all around. I was off the air for about 10 years or so and got back on, I would say, about a year ago, and I've heard Joe on numerous times, and I had a couple of Q-Souls with him. He was also a musician, and he's a very nice gentleman to talk to, so, yeah, Joe's going to be missed. Anyway, that's about it. I just wanted to say good afternoon and comment on Joe. I didn't know you guys were going to mention that, but, yeah, he often was on their repeater over here in Windsor, and he talked with a couple of gentlemen, you know, all had some friends over here, let's put it that way. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed, and he's watching over us now. Anyway, thanks for letting me check in. Good to hear you guys. I'm curious where the repeater is. I put up a new antenna today, not myself. I had help, obviously. And it's a Diamond X300 up about 35 feet, running 45 watts from Windsor. So I'm curious how my signal is and where the repeater is. Over, back to you.
All right,
You can
very much for completing our Miami commute. This is 318 Belfast, November 9th.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 57 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Super 8, Indigo Alpha Juliet.
Smoking.
Connected to CMN Network.
It's quiet. Too quiet.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.